Hello, travel creators. Today we are talking about what's winning in travel content. These things I'm going to share with you are pretty easy. I'm not even going to lie, but they're things you should be implementing this year in your travel content. And I'm going to be sharing about a couple of creators today. And if you're wondering where I'm getting all of these recs, the creators I'm highlighting are all creators I've featured in my newsletter, The Content Compass. If you haven't heard me mention it before, it's where I feature creators who are crushing their content and I show you what they're doing and how you can do it too. It comes out every Tuesday. The link if you want to sign up for that is in the show notes. The first suggestion I have for you is from Rob at Two Travel Dads. So earlier this year, he turned their existing travel blogs into audio format. This is genius. As you know, I am the queen of repurposing travel content, so this just like makes my heart sing. This is a perfect option if you have buried, but you have awesome pieces of content that you want to shed some new light on. Also, sometimes it just works better for people to hear the content than to read it. So all he did was adapt this content into a new format that other people might find more binge-worthy, incredible, and relatively simple. Another creator who I have watched grow is Kimber from Holistic Traveler. She stands out to me by presenting her travel guides in a reader-friendly format on Instagram. So she breaks down each guide into digestible sections in her Instagram captions where she covers where to stay, what to eat, what to do, everything, all within this little caption. It's just like so much fun to read. The guides are info-rich, but they're presented in a way that really requires no additional clicks and like, hell yes, no gatekeeping. Jenny from The Grady Bunch has mastered the art of making learning about maximizing travel points fun and simple. So this type of content, like travel hacking, has such a steep learning curve, but Jenny is an incredible example of a creator who has taken this difficult topic and provided really simple examples that like I can understand. She has completely removed any barriers for her audience of like where to begin. It's really something. So if you are a travel creator in a very specific niche that has a really steep learning curve, Jenny is an incredible creator to learn from on how to share these tough concepts with your audience. Okay, now we have to talk about Cher from Cher's Travels. So one of the hardest things I think travel creators have to deal with is walking the fine line of how much do I share about my own personal story versus educational information? And Cher blends this beautifully. So each post provides a short, personal sentiment about the destination she's visited, followed by insights into the history of the place. You can kind of like learn something as well as her firsthand experience. So if you want to know how to balance this fine line, Cher is your girl. Mia from Mia on the Map is another great example of including your personality into your content. So whenever I read her content, I feel like I've known her forever. She does a great job of knowing how to make her audience feel like they are exploring right alongside her. It really feels like a friend, which is something that's so hard to achieve. But I think one of the ways you can achieve that is, well, one, go and stalk her profile, but also lean more into your personality. Oh, and by the way, if you want all of this information summarized for you in a nice little PDF with space to even take your own notes, I have one for you in the show notes. It's totally downloadable and fun, and let me know if you want to grab it. Calvin from The Calvin Chronicles is the man when it comes to infusing history into his Instagram captions that doesn't make you want to fall asleep. So if you're a history buff, but you want to know how can I incorporate all this into social media without like making it a snooze fest, go stalk Calvin's page. He's done like an incredible job of making you excited to learn about destinations without feeling like you're in school. Okay, so I'm so excited to talk about Max. He is an incredible photographer and his handle is his name, Maxwell Grover. You know how people always say art makes you feel some things or like feel emotions? Well, that's what Max does. So if you're a travel photographer, make sure to check out his page so you can, one, get some inspo on how to like evoke emotions in both your photography, but also in your storytelling and captions. I'm not a photographer by any means, so I love to turn to fellow photographers in the travel space who will be better resources for you on how to create incredible images. Sophia from World of Sophia grew 13K followers basically overnight. And on this podcast, we do not talk about get rich quick schemes or like how to get 10,000 followers in 30 minutes. Like we don't do that stuff because they're probably not your ideal target audience if they're just like flocking in. Can it happen? Totally. But that's not the game we're playing over here. Her secret, drumroll please, is to put yourself in the shoes of your target audience. So she made sure, she asked before ever posting, she asked herself, would this type of content I'm about to press share on be a piece of content a traveler in my niche would click on? Wild mic drop. If you haven't noticed, these things that I'm sharing are very simple. They are so simple, yet they are wildly effective. This also goes back to just knowing your target audience and having a solid brand. I preach about branding all the time on this podcast, but I haven't dived deep into exactly what that is, which we will be doing later in this season. But in the meantime, if you have questions about branding, I know probably half a dozen experts on it and can refer you to them. My favorite slow mads on the internet, which I freaking love, slow mads, how freaking cool is that, are Nick and Anna. They are relatable in their content. I always know I'm gonna get educational content from them, but it's freaking funny because learning about places and things to do doesn't have to be boring. No, it does not have to be listicle. By leaning into who they are and not being afraid to crack a joke, they have grown a community that loves them back. And finally, we have MK from Your Day by MK. I think about her content all the time. Okay, I really do. And I always come back to her content as like examples of what people can do or what other creators can draw inspiration from. She's known for walking around with her coffee on her stories, talking about her life. So during these coffee walks, she shares everything from what she's learned living abroad and everything in between. These coffee walks are something her audience now expects to see once they head to her profile or see that she has a new story posted. These coffee walks win because they are simple, they're repeatable, and she's done them so much her audience now expects them from her, which is awesome. The lesson from this is to pick something you love doing, bonus points if it's easy and repeatable, and share it with your community. Soon enough, you'll have your little audience walking over to your page, looking out for those pieces of content you've made a staple of creating. Also simple, also wildly effective. I hope that these breakdowns of what other creators are doing was helpful to you. There's a lot of information in this, I know. I think the overall takeaway is that we gotta keep it simple. It can be tempting to try a bunch of new things, but I'd recommend making good progress in one direction. So pick one of these things I talked about today rather than a little progress in a million directions. Like I know you, I know that your to-do list has a million ideas and a million different projects, but like what if we just pick one and we're like, this is what we're doing. This is what I'm focusing on and we're going to get this project to completion or close to before I start something else. Let me know on Instagram at Travel Content Writing which tip was your favorite and which one you think you want to try. And of course, if you want to connect with any of these incredible creators, I've left their Instagrams in the show notes. Bonus points for you if you tell them I sent you to their profile. Tell them hello for me. Okay, happy creating, friends, and I will see you next week.